Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Do you have a destination on your bucket list? No, like one place you want to visit before you end it all here? Well, for me, I would say it's England, Ireland. That's like a dream trip for me. But they did a survey. They asked people, number one place you want to visit before you die. Number one on the list, I guess no surprise here, Hawaii. 18% of baby boomers listed Hawaii as their top destination. Alaska was in second place at 12%. California at 8%. Arizona, Nevada, and then New York. You notice these are all domestic destinations. Nothing outside the country. We don't want to
leave the country. We'll go to IHOP if we want that international flavor. Yeah.
By the way, on New York, I must tell you, because I know a lot of people in the Midwest, you know, have, for whatever reason, I mean, you know, you have a life to live, I understand. I've never been in New York. I always say everybody needs to visit New York once in their life. I've been there. I mean, you know, being from that part of the country, I mean, I've been there, I can't tell you how many hundreds of times to New York City and all, but everybody needs to go just to see that side of American life and to to see your own life, perhaps in a whole new perspective, right? That's all I'm going to say, but everybody needs to see New York once in their life. But Alaska, number one on the list. And I get it because it's beautiful and it's gorgeous. I've been there once. Here's the thing, though. Alaska or Hawaii? I meant Hawaii. I don't know. But anyway, the thing with Hawaii is, first of all, everything is so darn expensive there. I mean, you pay like, I don't know, $12 for a gallon of milk or something. I don't know. I'm exaggerating, but I'm just saying. Everything. Because it's an island. Everything, with the exception of like maybe sugar cane has to be brought in from somewhere else. So everything is expensive there. You know, you have to buy a second mortgage to get gas. So it's beautiful. It's fantastic. But people who live there, there's a lot of poverty in Hawaii. People don't realize. I mean, you go outside beyond some of the tourist meccas in Hawaii, and there's a lot of poor people there. But they thrive on tourism, and that is why, obviously, that they would come out number one on this list of places. But I wouldn't want to live in Hawaii. Here's the reason why. Because at that point, where are you going to go? The whole appeal of Hawaii is, oh, it's that beautiful place over there. But if you live there, then it's no longer, I mean, to a degree, you can kind of compare it to the lake here. You know, I mean, we live at the lake. You know, we see the tourists come in and they love it and they visit it and everything. But we're here 24/7. So we see it 365. So we see it, you know, in a totally different perspective. It is our home. And we recognize and realize how beautiful it is. But we don't see it the same way as somebody would who only gets to visit once or twice a year for a week or two. And that's it. So anyway, that being said, Hawaii, number one on the bucket list. And I don't know how California gets on there. I have no idea.
Hey, honey, why don't we book a straight out of Compton tour next vacation?
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.